Hi there. The word for you today is learn to value others. In Mark 12, verse 31, Jesus said, love your neighbor. Now, here are two things you should never do. Number one, never expect to feel fully at home in this world, because the Bible says in Philippians 3, verse 20, that, quote, we are citizens of heaven. In other words, the next world. And number two, never become so heavenly minded that you're of no earthly use. The, quote, salt and light principles Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount call for us to influence and illuminate others for good and for God. So that means taking responsibility to do things better at home, on the job, and in all your dealings. Look, if the only people you show genuine care for are in your church, then the salt isn't flavoring and the light Jesus spoke about isn't dispelling darkness. Christ's command to love your neighbor includes the less than lovable. And you only love others when you add value to their lives. You ask, but how do I do that? Well, let me give you a few suggestions here. One, by truly valuing them. That calls for believing in them before they believe in you, serving them before they serve you, loving them before they love you, and giving to them without expecting anything back in return. And number two, by making yourself more valuable. But you can't give what you don't have, so you've got to earn and grow in order to give and guide others. Number three, knowing what people value. What happens when you're interested only in your own agenda? Well, you end up knowing very little about the people around you. Hey, make others' priorities your priorities. Ask to hear their stories. Discover their hopes and dreams. Make their success part of your mission. And number four, by doing things that God values. When your life is done, let me ask you, what will you have lived for? Eventually, everything on this earth will turn to dust, including you. So give yourself to the things that will last beyond your lifetime.